When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
There's a line in C.S. Lewis's book, That Hideous Strength, part of his space trilogy. It's one of the books that I've read, you know, 5, 6, 7 times. Loved the space trilogy, loved That Hideous Strength. But there's a line in there, and the reason I say that I read it multiple times is because I remember this line. At least I kind of remember it. I'm probably flubbing it up a little bit. But there's a scene where a character walks in on a room full of people who have been magically put to sleep. Not murdered, but they're all sleeping. They had a sleep spell cast on them of some sort. And Lewis, the reason I love Lewis so much is he's so good at describing what something looks like to make you feel what he wants you, what I think he wants you to feel. And he's talking about like the people slumped over the table, an old married couple who have fallen upon one another in this gentle way. And he says their mouths open, suffering the indignity of sleep. The indignity of sleep. And I love that line. I love that line because, like, yes, we tend to think of sleep as, like, a peaceful thing, you know? Like, we all have, like, a beloved person that we've looked upon while they sleep and, like, oh, they're like an angel. But then there's also an undignified kind of part of sleep. And mouth hung open, you're kind of in an awkward position. Maybe you're making some weird noises. Maybe you're even making some, like, you know, dream noises, right? That kind of thing. Why am I even bringing this up? I've been going on a long time about this whole indignity of sleep thing. Oh, and by the way, I'm recording in my car because I'm out doing errands, you know, and I thought, well, this is as good a time as any to capture some thoughts. And this morning I realized that, you know, I have not participated in any of the Art Sound Off prompts. I'm going to talk more about Art Sound Off at the end of this one. I don't want to interrupt my train of thought or, you know, the narrative on this, but, you know, asterisk. I'm going to talk about Art Sound Off later if you don't know what it is. But there was a prompt for today that was food, anything food related. I was like, you know, I could talk about food a little bit because I think I have my own kind of relationship with food, not just in eating it, but the way I think about it, right? Like I know that there was a scene in Mining for Trouble, the Boulder and Fleet story that I finished a while back, where two competitive eaters showed up because, and as I said when I made the posted those pages, I love the notion of competitive eating, right? I love the whole idea around it, like that we're the only animals on Earth that found a way to make eating the most a sign of supremacy over another of our species, right? Like, yes, you could say, like, well, you know, the lion's share, as the saying goes, the biggest animal gets the biggest portion of the food. That the biggest portion is a function of them being the biggest animal. Their supremacy has nothing to do with how much they eat, right? See, it's the other way around. Whereas in competitive eating, it's like, you ate 800 hot dogs. You're the best. Right? And like trash talking, like, and I follow some of these competitive eaters, right? Like on like Instagram and stuff. And they're like, hope you're ready, Joey Chestnut. It's like, what's his name? Something Stony. Post like a, you know, big pile of hamburgers. Like, hope you're ready, Chestnut, because I'm training, you know? I love that. This is a crazy idea. And, you know, some of my very favorite Weird Al Yankovic, I'm a kind of a big Weird Al Yankovic fan, not gigantic, not like I follow him on tour or anything, never saw him live, but, you know, he was a very important figure to me when I was growing up, and I still love his music. But my favorite songs of his are usually the food songs. Like Lasagna is one of my favorite songs ever. Oh my God. It no matter what mood I'm in, if that song plays, it just brightens everything for me. The Rye or the Kaiser. What's another one? Nah, it doesn't matter, but his food songs are terrific. And I really, really enjoy the humor of his food songs. Why is food so funny? And I think about, this goes back to that first line that I quoted at the top of this, is I think there's something inherently undignified about the way we have to subsist, how we consume energy, right? Like, we could have evolved in so many different ways. We could have evolved to, like, be solar, like plants, or absorb nutrients through, like, our fingers or something. Like, we touch the ground and dig into the dirt and, like, absorb nutrients that way. Like, but no, I got it. Let's have a moist orifice that we mash materials in and then slowly dissolve it in an acid bag in our stomachs. Like, that to me is wildly funny. And on top of it, it's like, I know I've said this in 100 other places, like, there's nothing worse than when I'm listening to a podcast and somebody on the podcast starts eating, because it's like, well, I mean, one, it's like, look how busy I am. I'm so busy that I gotta double up and get my meal in while I'm doing this, while I'm making another thing. Like, wow, you know, it's like there's almost an aggressiveness to it. But also, it's like, again, you're smashing up materials in a moist orifice and you're putting it up to a microphone so that we can hear it in our earbuds or headphones or whatever, you know. So on top of it, it's not pleasant to see, right? Close your mouth when you're eating. Right? Don't eat with your mouth wide open like that. It's gross. Also, you know, don't make really gross noises when you're eating. Try to keep those noises to a minimum while you're eating. Ever eat in a really quiet room, right? So, like, the noises aren't even, like, pleasant. It's not like it's, like, musical and harmonious when we eat. It's, like, everything about it is just, it feels to me, oh, I don't know if this is revealing something about me, but it feels utterly undignified and really funny. So food humor usually works for me. I'm a light touch when it comes to food humor. And yeah, I like the competitive eating thing because of I'm attracted to it by its absurdity. And yes, if I ever found out there was a competitive eating competition, like a Major League Eating, and that's a real thing, you can follow the Twitter account, Major League Eating. By the way, Major League Eating, if you ever listen to this, why don't you guys post more videos? You're always posting about all the competitions. Like, oh, Joey Chestnut's going against, I don't know, Mary Bowers or something today. Hope you can make it. Yeah, I wish I could, but I'm not in New York City. So maybe you could post like a video highlight, like a short video, like an Instagram video. Love to see some of that stuff going down. But like, I can assure you, if it was ever in my town, I would be there in a second. Now, I guess I should say something about like, does this mean that like I don't like food? No, I love food. You know, it was just Thanksgiving weekend, and like, there are certain foods that I like so much that I don't trust myself around them. You know, like any kind of chip, like most chips, I'm like, I'm really, really bad about it. I will just mindlessly just keep digging into that bag. Pringles in particular. Pringles are, for those who haven't seen, it's like this like cylindrical can, looks like tennis ball should be in there, but instead it's these like mashed up, reconstituted duckbill shaped chips. And as the ad slogan goes, like, once you pop the fun, don't stop. You can pop the top off. But I haven't bought Pringles in years because every time I get them, it's like, it's not lasting the night. The moment the thing gets open, it's gone. And then I just feel nothing but sadness and regret. Breads, you know, I love breads so much. Like, pumpernickel bread is the best. And as an aside, this is food related, right? When I went to one of my family's for Thanksgiving, I brought a big loaf of really nice pumpernickel bread, thinking like I was being a good guy. I forgot. Little kids. 6-year-olds, they don't want to eat pumpernickel. They think it's weird looking and gross. So then I'm like the weird uncle who brought the goofy bread, right? Oh, it's like, oh yeah, Jersey, you're so good with kids. Yeah, except for when you think about like the day-to-day stuff, I'm pretty awful about it. But yeah, pumpernickel bread. And then like creamy things, like yogurt. Love yogurt. Love yogurt so much. Cream cheese, the best. And then really, really bitter things. I love bitter foods, like, coffee for one. Like, there's, you know, like dark roasts, French roasts. There's a local place in Ann Arbor called Rue's Roast that I go to all the time. Anybody who's followed me on Instagram has seen that I post sketches from there. And they have a blend called Rich French Neighbor, which is like a really nice dark, it's not like burned bitter, but it's like got like this rich bitterness to it. Yeah, like bitter and sour flavors are really appealing to me. Like pickles. I love pickles too. You know, like dill pickles, Polish dills. Ah, so good. One of my favorite things in the entire world to eat is hot dogs. But being a vegetarian, that makes it more difficult. So there's like a place in town called Ray's Red Hots, where they make teriyaki tofu dogs, where it's like they take a strip of like, you know, drained tofu and you know, fry it up, or not fry it up, but saute it up in some teriyaki sauce and prepare it on a Chicago style on a bun with hot peppers and onions and tomatoes and pickles. Or even like if I just get veggie dogs, like I'll just get like Morningstar Farms veggie dogs and put like a dill pickle spear on it with mustard. That's the height of eating for me. I don't think I'll ever get tired of hot dogs. And as a vegetarian, and I've been a vegetarian for 20 years now, I do miss, like some people say, oh, don't you ever miss this? Don't you ever? Yes. You know what? I do. I do. It's not because of health. It's because of, it was a moral choice, you know? But I still acknowledge that even though I don't want to eat them, they were very delicious. Like corned beef, miss corned beef like crazy. Polish sausage, so good. But hot dogs I miss the most. And when I go to like baseball games or sporting events of any kind, or like when there's like a street fair or something, there's people like street side selling hot dogs. Oh, filled with envy. Would love to have a hot dog. But yeah, but at least there's a couple places like Ray's Red Hots where I can, you know, get hooked up. All right. So there was my thinking on food. It was a bunch of random weird thoughts on food. So who am I? Jersey Droz, cartoonist and teaching artist, jdroz.com, Jersey on Twitter, boulderandfleet.com is where you can find my webcomic, where there is some competitive eating going on. There's some references to competitive eaters in that sequence. And just look for the pages with like the hippos. I'll see if I remember to link to those pages directly. But just look, you know, Mining for Trouble. It's the last story that I just updated. You should read the whole thing. And this is part of the Art Sound Off Challenge. Here's that asterisk I mentioned earlier. So artsoundoff.com is where you can find out about how to participate if you decide you want to participate. But what is it? Me and my buddy Rob Stenzinger of the Lean Into Artcast have challenged ourselves to check in once a day for the month of November with an audio journal recording. Doesn't have to be a journal. Could be like a show. Could be like an essay. Could be just like what you did today, but some kind of audio accompaniment to the art that you make. And artsoundoff.com is where we post all the prompts, and that's where the food prompt was for today. But if you want to listen to what everybody else has been doing, because a whole bunch of people have been playing along, and it's been super fun to follow along with them and get to know a bunch of artists who I never met before, go to twitter.com and look for the artsoundoff hashtag. And if you're somebody who really loves this whole, like, this kind of event, this daily check-in thing, and if you believe in the work that I do and Rob does, I hope you'll consider going to patreon.com/leanintoart and consider supporting us on Patreon for like $1 a month. The more people do that, the closer we can get to making the show fully sustainable, and then I can buy more hot dogs at Ray's Red Hots. Flip me a tip for hot dog money. I promise I won't buy Pringles, because that's just wasted money. All right, Pringles are delicious. I'm not saying that that's a waste to buy them. I'm saying that it's wasted money because I won't properly enjoy them. I'll just eat them like Cookie Monster and then just feel sadness. All right, but a hot dog, I will savor. Okay, I gotta go. Maybe I'll post a picture of a hot dog with this one. I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody.
In today's story, Skeletor tried to conquer Eternia by using animals in an evil way. Animals, like all living things, should be treated with kindness and respect. I hope that those of you who have a dog or cat or maybe even a hamster remember that. When we have a pet, we also have a responsibility because they depend on us. But you can be sure of one thing, however much we love them, they return that love and more. Well, time for me to disappear. Bye.